Well, hello, Audio Boot. This is Ian McKendrick again. We're at Anne Hawkins Inspired event at Cook's Barn. We've just had a really cracking network meeting tonight, and probably one of the most amazing speakers and on the circuit, particularly with. If you want to see someone who's filled with passion, then you need to see this guy. There's Bob Garbett from the O4RB, isn't it? So, Bob, can you tell me what are the three sort of things, if you could sort of summarise in your presentation, that people you needed them to take away tonight?
Absolutely, Ian. I think the key things are that if you're starting a business or you've got an idea, then don't get bogged down in the garbage that is sort of documented in what you need to do. So don't worry too much about a business plan. Don't worry too much about the detail. Just do it. Get on with it. And make sure that you're doing something that you're absolutely passionate about.
Yeah.
I think in terms of life, you always find people who are doing things that they are not actually passionate about. They're getting up for work. They want to do something. They're going through the motions. And at the end of the day, they realise that 20 years has gone by and they're really not doing what they're supposed to be doing. If they ask themselves why they never did it, they'll come up with a million reasons why not, but actually the reason was them.
Yeah.
And they just didn't do it.
No.
So I think the three key points are, firstly, you should be doing something you're passionate about. If you're not passionate about what you're doing, you should change what you're doing and do something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Passion is not requirement, it's not need, it's not desire. It's a crazy, mad emotion about something that you absolutely have to satisfy. And it's not rational, and neither should the approach to the business be rational. And you shouldn't get bogged down in the detail. If there's something you absolutely want to do, that you're absolutely 100% passionate about, people will feed off that, they'll feed off your passion, because at the end of the day, they're not really interested in your product, they're interested in you.
So so the main thrust really is it's about getting that fire and putting that fire in other people's bellies.
Absolutely.
Well,
I think, yeah, because if you meet someone in a room who's passionate, sometimes you're not even listening to what they're saying.
You're just feeding off
the feeling that's coming off them, and you're thinking, wow, it's almost tangible. I want a bit of that. I want something, you know, I want to meet this guy again because he makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah.
And he might not even be saying anything about you.
Yeah.
It's just that the feeling you're getting from him is fantastic, and it's like a little bit of a drug, and people want more of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you can do that within yourself and start to bring that out, others will start to, you can almost smell it.
Yeah.
You can almost smell it. It's a tangible feeling that everyone will pull upon, and they want to see you. They want to meet you. They want to talk to you about anything.
Yeah.
They don't care what it is, and you can sell them what you're doing.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they'll listen to anything you've got to say.
So tell me a little bit about O4RB, because I mean, networking is really, really it's quite a phenomenon now.
I'm passionate about networking, as you know, and we're using the word passion, but they go. But networking is incredibly important, and I think we've got a huge amount of power in the businesses and organisations that are in this region, but we're not utilising it.
Yeah.
The standard model, which is the sort of prescribed model that's been used for a very long time for networks, clearly doesn't work. Getting together and swapping business cards and moving around tables and
just
swapping
details. You just end up with piles of business cards.
Effectively, all you're doing, you might as well just send me the business cards and I'll stay at home.
Or you
get into a room with 10 people or 20 people or 30 people who are literally just trying to sell to each other.
Yeah.
And not actually listening to what each other is saying.
No.
Or getting involved. In anything they're saying.
Or making relationships.
Or making any kind of relationships.
Yeah.
Networking is about joining forces, it's about getting business, about making opportunities for each other and for yourself.
Yeah.
And it's about having the tools in place. It's about making sure that you've got the tools in place to develop your own business.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a network out there at the moment, apart from O4RB, that provides those tools.
Brilliant. Okay, so and at Anne's event tonight, what did you think of
I thought this is superb. This is a very different type of network. What I would call generically a support network, but at the end of the day, this is about companies coming together and sharing ideas and getting passionate about it. I mean, the people in this room are really, the amount of people who have come up to me after my presentation and said, absolutely great, there are two ladies here who have just started a business and they're now going to go away and do something completely different.
Excellent.
Because of what I said, which is just beautiful, and I think that's really good.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted to have helped them.
All right, that's been absolutely brilliant. Thanks for sharing those thoughts with us, Bob. So if you want to get onto your website, it's at www.o4rb.com.
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right, that's great. And
thank you.
Ian McKendrick, signing off.